to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz and Morning Devotions. I wanted to ask the question again today, is it possible then to make a fresh start? Can we actually start all over again? And I said, if you take the word start, it's a good way of doing it, S-T-A-R-T. S is stop making excuses, and T, which I was looking at yesterday, stands for taking an inventory of yourself. And I was talking about the fact that people don't want to do that because of failure. Well, talking about failure, when Thomas Edison figured out the 200th or so time that he was trying to make this light bulb work and it didn't, at least he said, I know 199 ways that it doesn't work. So he never saw his mistakes as failures. He kind of thought of them as education. And it's true, we can learn from failures and mistakes and act in faith for the future. Some people will never act in faith because they've been paralyzed by this fear that all my life's full of failures and mistakes. So sure, learn from the past, but we can act in faith and ask God, our eternal Heavenly Father, to help us. So faith is the only way to get rid of this sense of failure. Faith is not so much the absence of fear, it's moving ahead in spite of the fear. In Proverbs 29 verse 25, we read, being afraid of people can get you into trouble. Or the Living Bible says, fear of man is a dangerous trap, but to trust in God means safety. So let's look at this letter R. How do you make a fresh start? By refocusing. I need to refocus my thoughts if I want to change my life. If I want to get going again and make this fresh start that I'm talking about, I need to rethink the way that I actually think. In the Bible, in Proverbs 4:23, it says, be careful how you think, because your life is shaped by your thoughts. And so the way you think, of course, determines the way you feel. And the way you feel determines the way you act. So if you want to change your actions, it's simple. Just change the way that you think and you'll inevitably change the way that you act. So if you're feeling depressed or discouraged or even distressed, they are thoughts that come to you. You don't have to take these thoughts. In Romans 12 verse 2, it talks there about being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Stop thinking in the same old patterns. What memories are there that you might rehearse? The Bible says, let go of them. Let God transform your mind. How do you do that, you might say? Well, you can say, I've confessed to God, but things I've done wrong, I still feel guilty. How come I can't get rid of this painful memory? Well, we need to bring it to God and to allow Him. God's Word says, happy are those who are always meditating on God's Word. They're like trees along a river that don't dry up and they succeed in everything they do. That's words from Psalm 1. So there are two things that everybody wants. They want to be happy and they want to succeed. And the scripture says to meditate on the word of God. And that's the answer. Think about his word. It means rehearsing God's word in our minds. It's interesting that the Bible says about itself, if you read this book, it doesn't say, actually, if you read this book, you'll be happy. No, it says if you listen to this book or like a sermon, you'll be happy and successful. No, if you meditate on this, you'll be happy and successful. It means to think it over and over. It means to fill your mind, actually, with the Word of God. And the final letter in this word, start, is trust. Trust God to help you succeed in what you're doing. Don't depend on yourself. And that's why we often fail. People say, well, I'll just keep trying harder. If we keep doing the same thing, we'll get the same result. I'm not speaking here about the physical side of what we do, but the inner man, the real person, is hidden. That's the person who you are in your heart. You will not succeed, the Bible says, by your own strength or power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord, Zechariah 4, verse 6. And when you become a Christian, when you give your life to Christ, you become a brand new person inside, a new life. And so allow God to do this, to trust Him. So think of the word, S-M-A-R-T, to really help you start all over again. Well, thank you, Lord, for all these lessons. Yes, Lord, they're true. They're hard to put into practice, but help us today. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.